Title: Reverb Cleanup with Filters with Stock Plugins Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the biggest My Mix Suddenly Sounds Pro moves in drum and bass, reverb cleanup with filters, using only stock Ableton devices. Because indeed NB, reverb is either that wide, cinematic glue that makes everything feel like a real place, or it's the thing that turns your drop into a blurry soup. And the difference is usually not the reverb plugin, it's what you feed into it, and how you filter what comes out. By the end of this lesson, you'll have two setups you can reuse forever. 1. A clean NB reverb return you can send multiple sounds to. 2. A filtered insert reverb chain for a one-off sound like a special snare or a vocal chop. Let's set the context first. Drum and bass lives around 170 to 175 BPM. Let's say 172. At that tempo, long tails smear transients fast. That means your snare stops snapping, your hats lose definition, and the whole groove feels slower than it actually is. So our goal is tight, controlled reverb, filtered lows, tamed highs, and often ducked so it politely steps back when the drums hit. Step 1. Create a dedicated return track. This is the recommended workflow for DNB because it glues elements into the same room, and it saves CPU. In Ableton, add a return track, name it RV Clean. Think of this return like a reverb mixer channel, not an effect you set once and forget. The return fader becomes your global room level, and the sends are basically distance knobs for each sound. Now build this device chain on the return, in this exact order. First, EQ8 for pre-filtering, then reverb, then another EQ8 for post-cleaning, and finally, a compressor for sidechain ducking. That last part is optional, but honestly it's extremely common in DNB. Now step 2. Pre-filter what goes into the reverb. This is a huge cleanup win. On that first EQ8, set a high-pass filter, make it fairly steep, 24 dB per octave. Put it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz as a starting point. If you're sending snares and hats to this reverb, start around 220 Hz. If it's bright percussion, foley, or noisy tops, don't be afraid to push it higher, even 300 to 500 Hz. Here's the reasoning. The low end is sacred in DNB. You almost never want sub or low bass energy exciting your reverb. Even low mids can build up and make your mix feel cloudy. Also consider a gentle low pass on this pre-EQ. Something like 10 to 14kHz with a 12 dB slope. This is especially useful when your hats are already bright, because hat reverb can turn into fizzy hiss really fast. Step 3. Set up Ableton's stock reverb for tight DNB spaces. Drop in reverb after that pre-EQ. If your CPU allows, set quality to high. For size, start around 20 to 35. For decay time, start between 0.6 and 1.4 seconds. If you're unsure, pick 1.0 seconds and adjust from there. Now pre-delay. This is one of the most important knobs for keeping punch. Set pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. The idea is simple. You let the dry hit speak first, so the snare crack stays up front and the reverb sits behind it instead of swallowing it. Diffusion. Aim around 70 to 90 for a smooth tail. You'll notice the reverb device has its own low cut and high cut. Set them roughly, like low cut around 200 Hz and high cut around 10 to 12kHz. But we're still doing the real cleanup with EQ8 because it's more precise. And because this is a return track, set dry slash wet to 100%. We only want the wet signal on a return. Quick teacher tip. If your snare feels smaller when you add reverb, it's often not too much reverb, it's that the reverb is stepping on the transient. Increase pre-delay slightly, even a few milliseconds, and listen to the snap come back. Step 4. Post-clean the reverb tail. This is where the pro sound lives. Add the second EQ8 after the reverb. Even if you high-passed before the reverb, the algorithm can reintroduce low-mid bloom. So we clean again. Set another high-pass, 24 dB per octave, around 200 to 350 Hz. Now listen for mud. A very common build-up zone is 250 to 500 Hz, especially if you're using jungle-style breaks or busy drum layers. Make a bell dip there, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB, with a Q around 1.0 to 1.6. Then listen for harshness. If the reverb sounds spitty on snares or brittle on hats, try a small bell dip around 2.5 to 5kHz, minus 2 to minus 4 dB, Q around 2. And if the tail still feels too shiny, add a low pass around 10 to 12kHz, or even lower if you're going for a darker, heavier club vibe. Here's a super useful method I want you to try at least once. The Mod Radar Sweep. On this post-EQ, make a bell, boost it a lot, like plus 6 to plus 10 dB, Q around 2. Slowly sweep from 200 to 600 HC while the track is playing. Wherever it suddenly sounds boxy or cloudy, that's your problem spot. Then instead of boosting, turn that boost into a cut, usually only minus 2 to minus 4 dB. That one move can instantly make the room feel cleaner without making the reverb smaller. One workflow note. Soloing the return briefly can help you find ugly resonances fast. But don't mix the reverb and solo for too long. Reverb often sounds kind of wrong by itself, and perfect in context. So do the hunt and solo, then make final decisions with the full mix playing. Step 5. Duck the reverb with sidechain compression. Classic DNB clarity. Drop a compressor after the post-EQ. Turn on sidechain. Now pick a sidechain source. If your main problem is the snare getting swallowed, sidechain from the snare. That keeps the 2 and 4 super clean. If you want overall cleanliness, sidechain from a drum group or kick plus snare bus. Starting settings. Ratio between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, so it moves out of the way quickly. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds, then tweak by feel. Lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction. When the hits happen, you want the reverb to breathe with the groove. It dips when the drum hits, then rises in the gaps. If it pumps in an annoying way, lengthen the release a little or back off the threshold. This audio version is shortened for playback.